There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Donna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Dr. Brown, my husband has been out of work for a few years, and I'm wondering, I don't want to nag him about, he has a part-time job,
yeah.
But I want to encourage him to get a job, and I,
well, honey,
what do I say?
How old is your husband?
51.
Okay. What kind of work did he do before?
He was a home builder.
So is it just that the construction industry is slowed down where you are?
Yes.
So what kind of, do you guys have children?
Yes.
Are they grown or are they still in the house?
Two are in the house.
How old are the children?
19, 16, and 12.
Okay. Do you work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, is your husband not actively looking for work? Is that, the, I mean, tell, what's his part-time job? What is that?
He is a part-time public official.
So he's an elected official?
No, it's an appointed position.
Okay. So does that just not bring enough money? Is that the problem?
Right. Oh, it's not enough. It's not enough.
So are the two of you, do you own your own home?
Yes, but my mother bought it, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, Donna, my guess is that, how long have you guys been married?
About 25 years.
Okay, and so of most of that 25 years, would you consider your husband a hard-working guy?
Not really.
He's always been a loafer, huh?
No, not really. He's just had kind of a lackadaisical attitude about getting a full-time position.
When's the last time you had a full-time job?
I guess about 5 years ago.
And what was he doing 5 years ago? What kind of job did he have then?
He was in the construction.
So that was the construction stuff.
Well,
so, well, I mean, Donna, I guess what I'm trying to sort out here is whether or not this guy, I mean, whether you feel he's taking advantage of you or whether he's just having a hard time finding work. And if he's having a hard time finding work, it's not presumably that he's not trying. It's just that he doesn't, I mean, what's his highest level of education?
He has a master's degree.
And he was working in construction?
Well, his master's degree was in architecture, but he never pursued it. He had to get a license.
If you had a magic wand, Donna, what would you have your husband do at this moment?
Get a 9-to-5 job.
Doing what?
Anything.
No, that's not helpful. Anything isn't fair.
Well, I suggested
to him. Donna.
Okay.
You're not answering my question. And I know it's a hard question. That's why I'm asking it, and that's why I don't want you to walk away from it. Because he's having the same problem you are. Is here's a guy who hasn't worked solid for 5 years. He was working in an industry that's pretty depressed right now. He's got a master's degree in something he's never worked on. What is it that you want him to do? What's his 9-to-5 job? What does it consist of?
A college professor.
Not with a master's degree.
What, instructor?
I don't know. What would he instruct?
I don't know, maybe at the community college.
Okay, so what would he teach at a community college?
Drafting?
Is he a draftsman?
Well, nowadays, I don't think they do drafting.
I don't think they do it either. Well, they actually do sometimes because they teach the basics, but you can basically do it on a computer these days.
Mm-hmm.
But Donna, look, honey, this presumably doesn't involve your ego because we're talking about him, not you.
Right.
And you see how difficult it is to really think about what specifically he should be doing. If you are having that problem, think about how much greater it is for him, where his ego's involved. So it's not, I mean, I don't think he's being lazy, and I think your idea of teaching at a community college is not necessarily a bad one, except you have to figure out what he could do. I mean, it's saying drafting when people don't take drafting courses anymore. But maybe, I mean, you know this man, presumably you love him. I hear that you're a little aggravated with him right now. But if you could say to him, you know, maybe what you need to do is teach a course in small business administration, or maybe you need to go and take a course at the community college and thus and such. In other words, instead of sort of just feeling frustrated that he's not earning a living right now, and I hear that you're frustrated about that, you know him. Presumably, if you could be less exasperated with him, he could even have the sense that you admire and love him, and you could actually help him. The problem about community college is, first of all, he has to figure out what he can teach, but second of all, community college doesn't pay very well. Right. I mean, they'll pay, you know, if he teaches a couple courses, you know, it's not very, very startling, but it may feel better to him, it may feel better to you, it may feel that he's actually got a leg up. But so instead of being critical and saying, look, you're not working, you haven't worked for 5 years, what's going on here, that's what I settled for, we're not paying the bills, to sit with him and say, you know what, I was thinking today about, if I had a magic wand, what I would have you do, and it occurs to me, it's a lot harder than I thought it was. So rather than nag you, maybe it's time, instead of having, you know, making you responsible for money coming in, maybe we as a family decide that we should take some money and have you go to school. Maybe there's some retraining programs. Maybe you could, you know, you could teach somebody how to do this. That, and it may not be obvious. It may not be something he worked at. It may be that he's a really talented golfer and he could teach people how to perfect their swing, or that he was always, he was always a great jazz musician. I don't know, but I think if you get less angry with him and understand how really difficult it is, even for you, and it's not your ego. It's not you sort of feeling like you failed at something. It's really hard to think about what specifically he could do right now.
So my role is really more making suggestions. At most.
It's really more being a cheerleader than a nag. Because nagging won't work any better on your husband than it did on you when your mom tried to nag you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe take him a walk for today and say, you know, this is that Martin Luther King had a dream, and I have a dream, too, that you would find something you really love to do, and if that means going back to school, maybe as a family we need to kind of step up to the plate and send you back to school. For 20 years you've supported the family, and maybe it's time for the family to support you. You know, maybe we could think about what you'd like to do. And that's going to be a whole different way that you have of thinking about him and he has of thinking about himself and you, and it may just sort of loosen things up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we'll try that.
Yeah, I can tell you're less than convinced, but I think that the approach that you're taking is not going to work, and it's going to make both of you feel really angry with one another, and he's going to feel not only that he's less than a man because he's not supporting you, but he's going to feel that you don't even like him. So, you know, I think trying something different may make some sense. If you've tried something and it doesn't work, you know, my sort of rule of thumb is, if you push A, and every time you push A, B pops up and you hate B, stop pushing A, look for alternatives. And saying, well, but I'm right, but, you know, it should, it could, I don't know. You know, it's one of my favorite T-shirt sayings that as psychologists, most of our research as both graduate students is based on one of two populations, either rats or undergraduates. And most of us would rather deal with rats because undergraduates think they're right. So they'll continue to do the same stupid thing over and over again just because they say, yeah, but it's right, but it worked before. As opposed to learning theory doesn't happen when you learn the maze. Learning theory happens when you learn the maze and then they change where the cheese is and you have to figure out where the new cheese is. So rats will learn much more readily than undergraduates. And husbands and wives are probably actually below undergraduates in terms of figuring out, okay, well, if it's not going to work, if it didn't work last time, didn't work the time before that, hasn't worked for 20 years, probably not going to work today. But why not give it another shot? Give it another shot in a different direction, all right? If you know it's not going to work, why bother? You'll just make each other unhappy. Start someplace else, all right? 855-993-7569 if you've got something going on in your life. And don't worry, we'll get back to corruption. I know you guys are saying, but wait a minute, you didn't get to my statement about corruption. We will. I'm not corrupt. And I'll tell you about movies today, too. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking corruption. The latest in the FIFA, my phone just keeps me completely up to date, says that that Blatter says, his quote was, "I can't keep an eye on everybody all the time." He's gone down, don't you think?
Yeah, doesn't sound good.
No, well, but he's hanging in there. Of course, I guess if you're going to make a gazillion dollars, that it makes some sense to kind of, you're going to believe your eyes or me? You're going to believe the data or so? You know, he's hanging tough. I think. Although, and look, what's his name from the Football League? Hung tough. So there's certainly. There is precedent for people at the top having scorching stories about them and hanging in. So we'll see. But as one of the people said, it's when Qatar got the 2022 soccer World Cup, that people thought, what? His name, Sepp Blatter. Isn't that a cool name, Sepp Blatter? When you look up corruption in the dictionary, I don't know. They're saying only 14 soccer officials so far. U.S. vows to end graft in FIFA. Well, they may. We'll see. All right, let's see what other corrupting influences are in the country.
Okay, so Connie says, that is a hard question. I think the Koch brothers and their money-corrupting politics is certainly a place to start. Then the whole conduit that was created with the Citizens United decision, which caused unlimited funds into campaigns, is just influence peddling. I could go on and on.
Yeah, an awful lot of people seem to me to be concerned about campaign reform. And you'd think if enough people sort of made a fuss that maybe we'd do something about it, don't you think?
Yeah.
So maybe we should actually sort of unite about this kind of thing. We'll see. All right, keep going.
All right, Tracy says the Australian government.
Why the Australian government in particular? Any particular?
That is a good question.
She didn't
elaborate.
Elaborate, yeah. Well, the Australian government has had some problems. The movie about Gallipoli that just came out suggested that was kind of something fairly corrupt. The issue about the Aborigines, which we talked about yesterday, and taking Aborigine kids away from families, and essentially obliterating a people, which they apologized for. There's that's the day of sorry, day of sorrow. It should probably be called day of sorrow, not day of sorry. Sort of day of sorry seems to kind of in some way diminish it. I think it should be a day of sorrow.
Yeah, it's a little flippant otherwise.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you have to remember that the joke is that the good criminals settled in the United States, the bad criminals went to Australia. That when England threw out the criminals, much the same way that Fidel Castro did, that the religious heretics came here. The rapists and the murderers went to Australia, supposedly. I don't think Australia actually, you know, I think it's an interesting country. I was actually invited to emigrate there at one point and actually thought about it until I realized that, first of all, I would always be an outsider. And that this really is my country. And even when I get frustrated that it's still my country and I want to work to make it better as opposed to abandon it. And it's not a country that's known for its dealings with women in a positive way. So I thought, all right, stay here, fight the good fight here, which I've continued to do. There we go. All right, what else we got?
Okay, finally, Lynn says methadone clinics.
You know, methadone clinics have been, they're not in the news so much anymore, but they were for a while. They were in the news to begin with because it seemed like they were panacea. That here's a way that without huge difficulties, and somehow we had the idea that cold turkey was a terrible thing, and apparently it is not. It's not particularly nice, but it's like having the flu, and apparently not a whole lot worse than that. Never having gone cold turkey on anything except Claritin, which gave me the heebie-jeebies, is probably not a fair comparison. At any rate, so that was so methadone at one point seemed to be the answer to everybody's prayers. Here's a way of getting people who are heroin addicts in a legal, humane way off heroin, which is wildly addictive and illegal. The problem is that methadone is addictive. And so what you had was basically taking people off one drug and putting them on another. And then, and that the morality of that got very controversial. And then the idea being that methadone parking lots were kind of breeding grounds for people doing drugs. So I don't know. I guess they still exist. I just don't know about them as much anymore. That we hear much more about detox than methadone clinics these days. Let's see when I Google it, what happens. Methadone side effects, withdrawal clinics. So apparently there are still clinics. Clinic has been established for dispersing of methadone, dolophine, scheduled to opiate analgesic. So apparently they still exist. Okay, there. I think most people think that they're probably better and safer, and you know, trading one addiction for another may not make a whole lot of sense. So, okay, so we finished up all of our corruption.
Yep, that was everybody.
So FIFA, there you go. Alrighty, what have I got here? I've got, I'm trying to think if I have enough time to start movie reviews. Probably not, do I? Alright, so let me find something else that we can talk about, and then I'll do movies when we start next segment. Because I know it drives you guys nuts. It drives me nuts when I start a movie review and then sort of leave it and come back to it. There is a cool kind of another piece of good news. The FCC chief is seeking broadband plan to aid the poor. That about, what, maybe 10 years ago, that a lot of the federal government and a lot of state governments, I know New York State in particular, got involved in making sure that that people who could not necessarily afford a cell phone and cell phone service got it. And it's limited. It's not like you can abuse it for people who are already nervous about that. Of why should they get a free cell phone? But for emergencies, and I think it has a limited number of minutes and whatever, but I think it was really a boon because for most of us, I know, I mean, look, for a lot of us, our cell phone is basically what we use. But for example, my mom, she used cell phone for emergencies. When you're traveling, you have to be really careful about roaming fees. But that when you get lost, for example, a cell phone is invaluable. And saying that because that it's become so much a part of our lives and so much a necessary part of our lives, especially if you have kids or any kind of emergencies, that everybody decided, and I think justifiably so, of, okay, people need to have access to it. They're now saying the same kind of reasoning should go with the Internet and broadband. So good for the FCC chief of saying, okay, we need to make this affordable. So, yay, here we go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got a couple of West Coast-esque movies coming out this weekend. The big one, I suppose, will be San Andreas, named after The Fault. And now that we've seen that all the disaster movies that happened on the East Coast, we now get to see some on the West Coast. Ta-da! All right, this stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, look, you have to give him credit. He certainly took a wrestling career and made it into, he's now kind of a action hero superstar. He still can't act, but I don't think anybody cares. Carla Gugino plays his estranged wife. Alexandra Daddario plays his cute estranged daughter. Colton Hayes plays kind of a Brit who does not have good karma when it comes to vacation. He and his brother are wandering around San Francisco looking for a job. All right, so the deal is Paul Giamatti plays a nerdy scientist, and the idea is, you know what? The San Andreas fault is going to, I mean, and Paul is there to tell us this is going to be a disaster, that the largest earthquake ever registered was a 9.2 or something, and this one, dun, 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 is a 9.6. So this is, all right, so the reason to see this movie, first of all, if you've ever been in an earthquakes, I've been in tornadoes, I've been in floods, earthquakes by far and away the scariest. Because and if you've ever lived in a state like San Francisco or like California that has earthquakes, everybody does exactly the wrong thing here. And I think most Californians would not respond the way people respond here. I think it's made by somebody who never lived in an earthquake prone area, because that isn't what you do. But nevertheless, all right. So the idea is that the special effects are unbelievable in this. I saw it in 3D. I hate 3D, but I saw it in 3D. And, I mean, everything sort of is crumbling upon you. And I mean, unbelievable stunts, unbelievable special effects. The plot. I mean, a plot. Okay. That Dwayne is estranged. He's met his new wife's, or his ex-wife's new boyfriend. They're going to, the boyfriend is going to, who's a rich dude, is going to take her up to school. She ends up in San Francisco. The ex-wife ends up in L.A. He's got to find and rescue both of them. The original rescue in the beginning of the movie is fantastic. I mean, some really great stunts and some really sort of nail-biting moments. He can act. The plot you don't actually care about. If Carla, who's actually a pretty good actress, Gugino said one more time, "Oh, what do you think is going to happen next? Well, what should we do?" And supposedly, this is a very feminist movie because both Carla and Alexandra in particular take some lead. Anyway, I mean, you're not going to go see this movie for anything other than the special effects. And, of course, to watch Dwayne lift an eyebrow. Aloha. Aloha has got one of the best casts in a long time. It's got Bradley Cooper, Rachel McAdams, Emma Stone, Alec Baldwin. I mean, it's really John Krasinski. The story is that Bradley, the most interesting thing about this is that you have, and Bill Murray, don't forget Bill Murray. It's written and directed by Cameron Crowe, who apparently was taken off the movie. So I don't know what that means. Never a good sign. So it's got one of those casts that you think, wow, it's going to be terrific. And the reason it's Aloha is it's set in Hawaii. This is like five different movies all sort of smashed together. Number one is a movie about Hawaii, which is a really fascinating place. And one of the lead characters has a T-shirt that says Hawaiian by birth, American by force. So, I mean, in theory, that's a political tone of the movie of these people not really wanting to be the 49th state. It has the history. It has the one of the kids in the movie, Rachel McAdams' young son with John Krasinski, knows about all the spirits and whatever, and that would be an interesting movie in and of itself. Never goes same place. We have the fuss between the indigenous people and the Air Force Base. Another interesting story, not really pursued very much. Then we have Bradley Cooper as a mercenary who's been wounded with a questionable background. Another interesting story, only hinted at. It turns out that he and Rachel McAdams were a thing at one point. That one's kind of hinted at. Alec Baldwin is his officer that really dislikes him and is yelling at him. Bill Murray is a billionaire who decides that he's going to privatize space. Another interesting story. We don't know anything about Bill Murray other than he's cranky, hangs out with a pretty young woman, and has hired Bradley Cooper and has lots of money. Another interesting story, but not pursued. And then we have Emma Stone, who's a hotshot fighter pilot. And, of course, Pentagon always assigns fighter pilots to babysit. I mean, none of it makes any sense. So what can I tell you? And any one of the plot I mean, the only thing they didn't include was global warming, and I'm not sure that, and a volcano. I mean, it's a mess, but it's a star-studded mess, so you know, some people will go see it. Between San Andreas and Aloha, flip a coin. I mean, they're both silly. The special effects are much better in San Andreas, but it's a scary movie as opposed to Aloha, which is, you know, an iota smarter. But it's got so many plots going on that don't go anyplace. I have no idea what it's about, even when you've seen it. Another movie, which this is a movie. At some point, I was trying to decide whether or not to review things I absolutely hated. And so I asked you guys about it, and basically what you said was, look, if you're going to review, you have to tell us the good news and the bad news. And with movies, I feel a little less awful about it. With theater, I sort of feel like I'm, you know, crunching somebody under my heel, or that some poor actor can turn on the radio and hear me bad-mouthing them. So I feel a little more reluctant about theater, although I've done it. The movie is called Heaven Knows What, and it's kind of a darling of the festival circuit. This is a horrible movie. It's made by Ben Safdie and Joshua Safdie, or brothers. And the idea is that they found this woman in Manhattan when she was like 15 or something, getting onto a subway. Here, let me just read you what they said. And the movie isn't any better than this. Let me tell you. Harley loves Ilya. He gives her life purpose and sets her passion ablaze. So when he asks her to prove her love by slitting her wrist, she obliges with only mild hesitation, perhaps because of her other all-consuming love, heroin. If you want to go see this, you see it on your own. I think it is despicable. I think it makes somehow self-mutilation look like true love. Caleb Landry-Jones is very charismatic, but he's despicable. She makes the heroine of Fifty Shades of Grey look like Margaret Thatcher. I mean, the whole movie, as far as I'm concerned, there was no reason for it to be made. I mean, I think it somehow makes heroin use, you know, attractive or sexy or kind of, I mean, it's, you talk about corrupt. This is a corrupt movie as far as I'm concerned. And the idea that in a society where kids are so suggestible, of making heroin addiction look sexy and making slitting your wrist looking something that you do to prove love and having boys in any way think that this is how to prove that their girlfriend really loves them, I find despicable. So there. So heaven knows what they were thinking, which is to make, I suppose, a lot of money. I don't, as far as I'm seeing, if you want to go see it, you're on your own. Okay, I think you should stay away from it. And by using the word despicable, I'm sort of fearful that you'll actually think, well, gee, maybe I should go see it. Can't be that bad. Don't. All right? So, San Andreas, great special effects. Acting leaves a great deal to be desired. Plot, I mean, it's Poseidon Adventure, and, I mean, it's what everyone is. But the special effects are unbelievable. And if you're going to see it, you might as well see it in 3D, because it will just enhance your headache. Aloha, great cast. Doesn't go anywhere. I still have no idea exactly what this movie's about. The thing that works the best is the two men being macho men, sort of communicating, which is actually subtitled, with hands on each other's shoulders. I know, that's the high point of the movie. What can I tell you? Heaven knows what, if I were you, I'd stay away from. Alrighty, so, San Andreas will probably be the number one movie this weekend. Just because people like to see disasters, and they do great disasters in this. They still make me a little queasy, to be quite honest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business.
Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I know it's National Hamburger and Sierra Day, but it actually should be called National Robot Day because we've got two big robot stories. They're now talking about a self-healing robot that can recover from damage. I mean, calling it... We have to stop using these anthropomorphic terms. It shouldn't be called self-healing. It should be called self-repairing, which is a whole... I mean, healing has a whole different connotation. It's a self-repairing robot. It could lead to first responder robots which can cope with dangers that today would put them out of operation. You want robots that can survive in hostile environments such as a nuclear disaster, which is a scary thing. If we send in robots, they have to be able to pursue their mission even if they're damaged and not just come to a halt in the middle of a reactor. They're saying they're using the natural world, which is probably why they're using the word heal rather than repair. If a dog hurts its paw, it will seek to move differently to avoid putting pressure on the painful wound. The adaptive skill comes from experience, from knowing how the body moves and exploring the options that are available. And this is what they sought to replicate in a computer program to guide a six-legged, 20-inch walking robot. It's built a knowledge base for the robot of how it moves and to assign each of these movements a value as to how useful they could be in a crisis. They say the values are like intuition, which, of course, it's not intuition. I mean, that's the problem, is that there needs to be precise language so as not to mislead us, okay? The injured dog, the animal knows how to walk again. It has to learn how to shift its weight around. Sniffing or wagging its tail are rejected at this time because they will not help. Then there's a learning algorithm called intelligent trial and error that conducts experiments to see if compensatory behavior will help the robot to continue its mission even when damaged. So it's a bunch of trial and error, okay, which is not healing. It's problem solving. They used a flexible robotic arm, which was tasked with dropping a ball into a bin. The arm learned ways of carrying on with its mission even when several of its joints were broken. Okay, so it's just going through, it's basically going through a differential diagnosis and a differentiation of triage is really what it is. All right, so that's story number one. Story number two, which has to do with our fascination with Mars, or at least Trevor and my fascination. I think everybody's fascinated with Mars. They're testing a car-sized lander that's scheduled to launch in a little less than a year. That will be the first mission devoted to understanding the interior structure of Mars, hoping to reveal clues about how rocky planets, including the Earth, formed and evolved. It's called InSight, or Interior Exploration Using Seismic Investigations, Geodesy, and Heat Transport. It's about the size of a car. Will be the first mission devoted to understanding, as I said. Current testing will help ensure that it can operate in and survive deep space travel and the harsh conditions of the Martian surface. So you can see why a robot that can repair itself becomes more and more valuable as you're sending robots farther and farther away in the more and more hostile environments. They said the information will be crucial to NASA's journey to Mars, which includes sending astronauts in the 2030s. I thought they were doing it before that. Isn't the team that's supposed to go to Mars supposed to do before? That's another 15 years.
Yeah, I guess I can't remember how that was going down.
I thought it was earlier than that. Maybe not. Our robotic scientific explorers are paving the way, making great progress. Together, humans and robotics will pioneer Mars and the solar system. Remember HAL from 2001? Do you know why the robot? Did you ever see 2001: Space Odyssey?
Did not, but
you have to go see that. You have to rent it this weekend.
This weekend
we're gonna have a pop quiz. Yes.
Homework. That's my homework.
Yeah, you're gonna love
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I'm giving you one piece of trivial information that actually I promise will not give away the plot. The robot is called HAL. Do you know why they came up with the name HAL?
Mm-mm.
It's IBM plus one. Right.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Or minus one, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
That's another. I have another IBM story. This is supposedly when they were trying to figure out the size of the original punch cards. That they were having these meetings. They're having argument. I think Watson. Isn't Watson was head of IBM? Stood up and got out a dollar bill and said, "Make it this size." And it turns out that the current dollar bill is not the same size as the original punch cards because they changed the size of the dollar bill. But that's where the size of the original IBM punch card came from. I told you, if there's ever a game of Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your team, except for geography. But I'm getting better at it. I'm learning. They're going to test it near Denver, so I'll go see Mom and go see it. The lander will be exposed to extreme temperatures, vacuum conditions of nearly zero air pressure, simulating interplanetary space, and a battery of other tests over the next 7 months. The first will be a thermal vacuum in the spacecraft's cruise configuration, which will be used during its 7-month journey to Mars. 7 months! And I complain about a cross-country trip to California when it, you know, when the winds are against me, and so it takes 7.5 hours rather than 5. All right, so they said it works well in assembly. Now they're going to test it out. So there you go. All right, there's one more piece of good news that I would share with you. I told you about the getting poor people internet, which I think is really important. And there's now a new breakthrough in treatment of HIV, which could make a huge difference for people. We were talking about drug companies earlier, and the cost of HIV drugs is astonishing. But basically, they've been talking about the antiretrovirals, which they've been using for 30 years. But there's a lot of side effects. And they're now saying...
The promise of it.
They're now saying that timing makes, like everything else in life, makes a lot of difference. It's called... Everybody loves acronyms, right? START. Strategic Timing of Antiretroviral Treatment. Began in 2011, and they showed basically that the earlier you treat it, the better. If you treat early, that the risk of death drops by less than half, more than half, sorry, so that you're less than half as certain to die. So that's an incredible statistic if you think about it. So they now offer people the drugs much earlier, which is a really important thing, which means that there are going to be people living longer, living healthier, less side effects. So that's good. I mean, the problem is it's a toxic drug, but its toxicity doesn't increase the earlier you give it, and its efficacy does. So there you go. All right, one last story, just because this gave Trevor a bit of a little shock today. You know that there have been license plate scanners for a bunch of years, right? They're at traffic lights. The question is, who's got that data and how can you use them? It turns out that hackers can tell you where you were and what address you were at any particular time. I guess it's another argument for public transportation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Techie Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Techie Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.